Life Audio.
Hello. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for our lives. I'm your host, Grace Fox, and I'm excited to let you know that my latest devotional book has just released. Keeping Hope Alive, Devotions for Strength in the Storm, contains 90 devotions that provide encouragement in bite-sized pieces for minds on overload. You can buy your copy wherever Christian books are sold. And now, after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, James 1, 2.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with The King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Today's Bible verse is James 1, 2. Dear brothers and sisters, when troubles of any kind come your way, consider it an opportunity for great joy. One morning I read today's Bible verse in my quiet time, and it seemed to leap off the page in a fresh way. I thought to myself, wow, the perspective God wants us to have towards problems is so different from our human bent. This is really good stuff. I had no way of knowing that this verse was about to become very personal. 12 hours later, my left Achilles tendon ruptured, and I landed in a non-weight-bearing cast for 3 months. I lived in a 3-story townhouse at the time, and my bedroom was on the upper floor. So that night, I bummed my way up 15 stairs with no idea how I'd manage to get into bed once I reached the top. But one thing I did know. I would need to put this verse into practice, or the next 3 months would be long and miserable. And if I was miserable, everyone in my family would be miserable too. A lot hung on my willingness and ability to apply this command. James wrote these words to believers facing persecution. Their troubles were far more serious than mine. Persecution had increased after Stephen's martyrdom, and Christians were scattered throughout the Roman Empire. They were fairly young in their faith, and without the support of well-established churches, they were often tempted to settle for an intellectual knowledge about Christianity rather than embrace its life-changing truths. So James wrote a letter to encourage them in their faith in the midst of a hostile environment. He wasted no time addressing an important matter. When troubles of any kind come your way, he wrote, he could have said, if troubles of any kind come your way, but doing so would have given the believers false hope of a trouble-free life. And that's not the way life works. We all know that. We all experience troubles. It's not a matter of if, but when. James got it right. He knew his audience faced persecution for their faith, but he knew they'd face problems of other sorts as well. Perhaps that's why he addressed this topic with a wide brushstroke, using the words, troubles of any kind. Problems come in every shape and size. They might be health-related. Cancer, for instance. Long-haul COVID or chronic pain. They might be relationship-based or involve financial concerns. The list of potential problems seems endless. Natural disasters, accidents, parenting stress, being overlooked for a job promotion, or waiting on God's answer to a prayer prayed for what feels like forever. Those are just a few. They're many, and their specifics are as unique as our DNA. Whatever our troubles look like, we as believers are to demonstrate an attitude contrary to our natural bent. That is, we're to consider these troubles as opportunities for joy, not something to be avoided. James wrote, "Great joy." We discover the reason for this great joy when we read the next couple of verses. James 1, 3 to 4 say, "For you know that when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow. So let it grow, for when your endurance is fully developed, you will be perfect and complete, needing nothing." There it is. No one denies that troubles are painful, but they do provide opportunities for great joy because of the outcome. They strengthen us and build endurance into our lives. Perhaps we can compare them to physical exercise. My husband and I do cardio and weightlifting exercises several mornings a week because we want to be strong. Sometimes those exercises hurt later. That pain isn't enjoyable at the time, but the outcome is good and makes that temporary pain worthwhile. Troubles strengthen our spiritual muscles. They develop stamina, patience, and perseverance. They refine our faith. They burn off the dross to reveal pure gold. Peter encouraged believers with a message nearly identical to the one James offered. In 1 Peter 1, 6 and 7, he wrote, "So be truly glad. There's wonderful joy ahead, even though you must endure many trials for a little while. These trials will show that your faith is genuine. It is being tested as fire tests and purifies gold, though your faith is far more precious than mere gold. So when your faith remains strong through many trials, it will bring you much praise and glory and honor on the day when Jesus Christ is revealed to the whole world." Our perspective toward our problems is vital to our spiritual growth. Viewing them as opportunities for joy because they strengthen and refine our faith leads to God's blessing. James later wrote, "God blesses those who patiently endure testing and temptation. Afterward, they will receive the crown of life that God has promised to those who love him." And so, my friend, what trouble are you facing today? View it as an opportunity for joy, knowing God will use it for your good and his glory. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for allowing troubles in our lives. We much prefer to do life without problems, but our spiritual muscles would grow flabby and useless. So, Lord, give us your perspective when trials come our way. Help us look at them through your eyes and see them as opportunities for great joy, knowing the outcome is good. In Jesus' name, amen.
Your Daily Bible Verse is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Finding uplifting news in today's headlines is often like searching for a needle in a haystack. At the Story Behind podcast, we believe in the power of finding heartwarming tales and are happy to share empowering stories with you every week. Hear about how Steve Harvey surprised a dying man on Family Feud with $25,000. Get inspired by the note a waitress received from a patron dining alone. And even hear about how one VIP passenger made a hardworking pilot get emotional before his flight. To start listening to the Story Behind podcast, visit lifeaudio.com or search Story Behind on your favorite podcast platform.